Welcome back to The Pot of Gold, your go-to music discussion podcast. I'm Catherine Golden. Right now we're listening to Postpartum by Sydney duo Underwoods with Ellen Kirkwood on trumpet and Hilary Geddes on guitar. I caught up with Ellen and Hilary in 2019 following their debut performance at the Mothership Gallery in Sydney, hosted by the Sicko Collective. I'm here in the green room with Hilary Geddes and Ellen Kirkwood, who have just formed a new jazz project, Underwoods. You've actually just performed. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure to be here.
Your new project is called Underwoods. Can you tell me why you started this project and why you two are working together in particular?
I wanted to start a new project. Last year I did a really, really big thing involving a lot of people and a lot of money and a lot of organisation, and I thought, okay, the next thing I'm going to do is going to be very small. So yeah, I sort of decided it would just be a duo. I did a gig earlier this year with Hilary and thought,
what
she'd be good.
What gig was that? Was that a...
That was with Fat Yehuza, my other band, which is mainly non-existent these days, but, you know, we'll still do the occasional things. Hilary came and played with Fat Yehuza, and I was like, you know what? I should do something with Hilary.
It's part of the SEMA series. Summer series?
Yeah, it was Jazz at the Pav.
Oh, Jazz at the Pav.
Yeah, because Fat Yehuza, not really jazz.
It's kind of a dance band.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a festival band. Insane dance around, horn heavy. Yeah, check it out.
Yeah. How long have you been working together for this project?
I don't know. It's been a few months. Yeah, I sort of brought in a couple of tunes just to sort of see what worked. Because at the start,
you wrote everything.
Yeah,
for those couple of things.
Yep, I've written everything. Well, I mean, we do a lot of improvisation, so in that respect, and also like once I've written it, we'll kind of just change things around a little bit, discuss things and stuff. So like I bring in the written content, and then kind of we work it out together. What's going to happen? You know, there's definitely always a bit of jazz in what I write, but I'd like to mix it up with other genres. This is a little bit experimental, but I also think there's sort of a bit of some folky elements in it, maybe some classical sort of elements in it as well that have just sort of crept in there for whatever reason.
The second last piece that you played ended up getting some industrial type sounds out of your guitar effects unit.
Yeah, I think the direction on the chart was, what was it, like get all noisy.
It's a gritty noise. I don't know if I quite achieved the grit today, but to keep in mind.
That's not necessarily a thing. It's just kind of like, just get a bit noisy and weird.
I was using a distortion pedal and I was also using a reverb delay pedal. I had the repeats on a high value on the pedal.
It was like distorting.
No, well, I just had the repeats on going on forever. So when I would play something fairly quickly, because I had the gain up on the distortion quite high, I could actually sort of tap that pattern out slightly. So even though I was using one hand on the pedals, having the other hand on the guitar could infer or imply the pattern that was being sort of looped in the commas, if you will.
So Hilary, can you tell us what informs your performance approach?
I think the people that you perform with are always the primary informers. Carl Dewhurst has been a huge influence in terms of extended techniques on the guitar. Also in terms of conceptualizing space and improvisation, I think is really important. I've spent a lot of time playing a lot of notes, and then feeling comfortable not playing a lot of notes is a different thing again. But yeah, the number one thing I think is the people that you're performing with. Reaction, action, it's all very much like a high school drama class, if you will. Yes, and...
Ellen, you did that massive project. You had a grant and you had mentorship and you had a very successful album apart. What has informed your approach to composition?
Whoa, that's a big question. I mean, having studied jazz, there's definitely a lot of jazz in what I write, but I really like trying to blend that with other styles. So, for instance, with Fat Yehuza, yes, it's more of the, don't love the term, but world music, particularly sort of Balkan styles and a bit of Latin American stuff and a bit of Ethiopian stuff. With stuff like Apart, it's a little bit sort of cinematic, it's a little bit, contemporary classical. I like to sort of push the boundaries of jazz a bit, and in fact I am not always the biggest fan of like calling things jazz, because I think that sort of kind of shoehorns it into something that the term jazz is so broad that to say something is jazz will mean something completely different to one person than it means to the next person. I guess the stuff that I do use that is reasonably typical of jazz is voicings and harmonies and rhythmic stuff, both of which I love rich harmonies. Having said that, this project has been an interesting challenge for me because I am used to the sounds of lots of horns, lots like a big sound and, you know, orchestrations and stuff. So it's been an interesting challenge to just write for myself and a guitar. I think it's led me to write some interesting things, and I'm kind of, you know, excited to see where this goes. But, you know, I was sort of listening back to some rehearsals just the other day, just little recordings that we made of ourselves. I was like, this is kind of cool. Like, I think it's always good to sort of push yourself in a new direction and see what comes out. I think the music that I've written for Underwoods is sort of still very me, but just in quite a different context because of the restrictions of the instruments. I reckon two-thirds are written and maybe one-third's improvised, or like collaborative impro, like we're both improvising together and sort of like feeding off each other's ideas. But then there are some bits where it's a little bit more one person than the other. So for instance, yeah, the noise solo, and then there are other bits where I'm sort of like Hillary's playing a riff and I'm kind of improvising over that. So that's been an interesting thing as well, just sort of to figure out how improvisation works with just the two instruments without the traditional horn player with a rhythm section.
Each piece actually requires us to sort of stretch ourselves in terms of improvisation in a little bit in a different way. Like we talked about the soundscape piece, and that's quite different to say what we did in the first piece where we were collectively improvising over the material there, which is again different to what you're doing in Dig Up, which is another piece that we did.
Before we finish off, let's talk about the Sicko Collective, what it is, what the events are, and also this space. Who are the Sicko Collective? What do they do, and how long has it been around?
Okay,
what does it stand for, firstly?
Sicko stands for the Sydney Improvising Composers Collective. The O, I think Trevor's at the moment deciding, it was orchestra, but I think because there is an actual Sick Orchestra, which is a collective of, you know, depending on the gig, there'll be sort of maybe somewhere between 10 and 15 players, and Trevor Brown, who organises this whole thing, it's like conducted improvisation that Trevor conducts. But that's kind of one facet of Sicko. But Sicko is also, he's sort of put together these regular evenings, usually on Sundays, where groups that are, yeah, a bit experimental in their approach in various different ways present what they've been doing and also, you know, try out new stuff. Like I think, as Trevor said before, he often gets players together and says, like, why don't you guys collaborate? Give something a go. Yes. If you just sort of look up Sicko, S-I-C-K-O.
So the O is, at the moment,
Organisation. Or something. And then there's the Sick Orchestra, which is a small part of that. Anyway, it's slightly confusing, but just look up Sicko and you should be able to find what the organisation is doing in the future.
This was your debut duo gig today.
Yep.
Do you have any gigs coming up?
There are a couple of tentative ones. I'm actually going overseas for a month beginning next Friday, but later in the year, yeah, there are a couple in the works. Yeah, look out for us. If you follow Ellen Kirkwood, I've got like an artist page on Facebook, you'll know about it. I'll put it up there.
Great.
And also, we did a recording a couple of weeks ago. We're going to put out a couple of little demo tracks, so they will certainly be posted on my artist page, and Hillary will probably post them too very soon.
Keep your ears peeled.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Hillary and Ellen. Thanks so much, Underwoods.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, that was Underwoods, Ellen Kirkwood and Hillary Geddes, two phenomenal musicians to keep an eye on. You've been listening to The Pot of Gold with Catherine Golden. I'll see you next time.